This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Nam Kim reports Israel has expanded its evacuation orders after a deadly strike in northern Gaza.
The Israeli military is ordering more evacuations in southern Gaza in one of its largest directives yet. With the distant sound of drones, Gazan families are dismantling their shelters, some for the seventh time. Where are we going? We don't know, Mohammed Ashour says. There's no safe place left, not even a humanitarian zone. The latest order applies to areas in and around Khan Yunis, including part of a humanitarian zone from which Israel says Hamas has been launching attacks. I'm Nayan Kim.
Anti-racism demonstrators gathered on Liverpool's waterfront on Saturday, counter-protesting after nearly 2 weeks of anti-immigration protests and rioting across England. Jackie Bell does not want more violence in her city.
It's really important that we come out and show that we are a united city. The city will not tolerate violence. You can take all the politics out of it, but ultimately, I don't want my city ransacked by thugs.
Demonstrators carried signs welcoming refugees, calling for open borders and opposing what they see as racism and Islamophobia in the anti-immigration protests, which broke out in late July. The protests were sparked by online posts falsely identifying the suspected killer of three young girls in a knife attack on July 29th in Southport, Northwest England, as an Islamist migrant. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has indirectly acknowledged ongoing military actions in Russia's Kursk border region to push the war out into the aggressor's territory. Zelensky made the comment late Saturday in his nightly address. It came days after Ukraine began a surprise military incursion into that region. Ukraine's incursion into Russia continued for 6 days on Sunday. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on severe injuries to a police officer after protests in Ferguson, Missouri.
There have been commemorative protests in Ferguson, Missouri this past week, marking the 10th anniversary of the police killing of Michael Brown, an unarmed black teen. Police Chief Troy Doyle ordered arrests when protesters started damaging police headquarters.
Sure ain't gonna allow you to destroy this city.
Someone pushed Officer Travis Brown to the ground, his head slamming on the pavement. A local civil rights leader is warning the community against renewing racial divide after a social media post celebrated the officer who fatally shot Michael Brown. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Indonesian officials visited the country's new capital on Saturday to ensure the city was ready for its first cabinet meeting and upcoming 79th Independence Day. VOA's Alexis Strope tells us more.
The Deputy Minister for Agrarian Affairs and Spatial Planning and the head of the city's task force made final checks on water supply and infrastructure ahead of the celebrations on August 17th. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has been rushing to complete as much of the new capital as possible before he steps down in October, despite Nusantara facing multiple construction delays, a lack of foreign investment, and managerial and land issues. Carved out of jungle on the tropical island of Borneo, the $32 billion infrastructure project is located about 1,200 kilometers from the current capital, Jakarta. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
The French lawyer for Olympic boxing champion Imani Khalif has filed a legal complaint in France for online harassment. Khalif faced a rain of criticism and false claims about her sex during the Paris Olympics. She won gold Friday in the women's welterweight division, becoming a new hero in her native Algeria and bringing global attention to women's boxing. The complaint was filed Friday with a special unit in the Paris prosecutor's office for combating online hate speech. It is now up to the prosecutors to decide whether to open an investigation. That complaint does not name an alleged perpetrator, but it does leave it to the investigators to determine who could be at fault. Mexican drug lord Ismael El Mayo Zambada has said that he was ambushed and kidnapped when he thought he was going to meet the governor of the northern state of Sinaloa. Zambada said in a two-page letter released Saturday by his lawyers that he was taken against his will to the United States. The letter said that the fellow drug lord, Joaquin Guzman Lopez, asked him to attend a meeting on July 25th with local politicians, including Sinaloa Governor Rubén Rocha Moya from the ruling party Morena. His office did not immediately reply to a request for comment on Saturday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.